What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
All right, you guys ready to do this?
Let's do it.
Okay. All right, Operation Pigmentation is back. It's a big day for us. I don't know if you saw, Craig. I'm rocking it. Rio's got one. The official Operation Pigmentation shirts are in right now.
Yeah, get everybody get you one.
Now, this is the first. They went on sale this morning, and I did check, and we've already sold 15. Which I think is fucking awesome. So people are into it. So go to BubbaArmyShop.com. BubbaArmyShop.com. They're $19.99 for one of these shirts. Bubba tells me that, you know, there's a percentage in it, you know, for you guys. So, I mean, the more that we sell, the better it is for everybody.
We're going to need everybody to really support the show, the t-shirts. Let's get it in.
Do you like the shirt?
I think it's a very jazzy shirt.
Jazzy?
Yeah.
You think it's zesty?
No, just jazzy.
Just jazzy, okay.
Yeah, not zesty.
Okay, because I sent it to you this morning. You just said nice. I thought you...
I thought those were Jeff. The other word that you used sounded like one of those feminist words.
Zesty.
Yeah, that's a feminist word.
No, that's a word that...
Feminists use.
No, no, not feminist. It's what I've heard black men use to describe a gay man. Zesty.
Oh, well, that wasn't... No. That wasn't neither I or Rio said that.
Is that, am I off? Am I off on that?
Yeah,
you might have just heard one black man say that, but black people don't use that vernacular very often.
Do they use something else instead of zesty? Can you guys clue me in since I've been doing it wrong?
Booger.
Wait, so if you see
Little Debbie.
Sissy.
You can say Little Debbie.
I'm sorry, you said booger?
Sweet cake roll. You can say, you know, that's a Swiss cake.
What do you go? You go, that's a Swiss cake over there?
Or a zebra cake.
And now, is that derogatory? Is that just, you know, it's like a sweet...
That's just a term.
Just a sweet treat?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Bingo.
All right. Let me ask you guys this. We got the shirts out, so go get those, guys. I talked to my man, Colton. Colton used to be on Bubba's show all the time. Then he went out and got a real job. Everybody loves Colton. He's one of my favorite dudes. And he told me... He's like, I stopped down at Latin Sons the other day, and I was like, what? He's like, yeah, I had like 15 minutes in between my job. I go, did you talk to the guys? He's like, yeah. He's like, you know, I was hanging out there with, you know, Craig and Rio. I was like, what, was it cool? Were they cool? He's like, oh, yeah. I said, well, did you guys smoke together? He's like, you know, everybody kind of has like their own blunt and everything like that. So I wanted to know from your perspective, you know, what it was like just having a random guy come down there and, you know, say that, you know, he was with the show and everything and then hanging out with Colton. Because I don't know if you guys know, that's one of the coolest dudes we got around here.
Yeah, he's cool as shit.
Well, after we searched him and patted him down to make sure he didn't. No, I'm joking. But, yeah, Colton's great, man. I mean, you know, listen, man, we've invited everybody to the barbershop.
And even Colton didn't. I asked him if he got a haircut. He's like, no haircut, but he just wanted to hang out. So
yeah,
what,
he hung out for about 20 minutes. He met all the guys.
What happened? Did he come in and he was like, hey, I'm Colton? And he said, you want to go outside and smoke blunts?
No, not necessarily in that order
right.
or that vernacular, but, you know.
How did it go? Just tell me.
Pretty much he came in, he introduced himself.
Because, Craig, think about it. Just from a perspective of a guy like Colton, who's a cool-ass dude, but you're going down to a barbershop that you've heard about, you've heard these guys, you're not getting a haircut, you're just pretty much going down there to burn one with the fellas. So I think to get to that, but to me... That's a process. That's an intricate process. So I just want to know how he maneuvered that.
It shouldn't be that like that serious.
It's the barbershop.
It's the barbershop.
You
it's
should be able to come to the barbershop for whatever reason you feel like coming there.
And if smoking a blunt is the reason, then come on down.
Come on down.
Okay.
I mean, if that's what you feel like doing,
you know,
I mean,
if you want to drink a beer and you want to get away from your house,
most
come on down.
White people have is. When in Rome, do as they do. So he kind of rolled up on us. We were already smoking weed.
Okay, okay.
And he was like, shit, let me get mine.
Yeah, that's pretty much what
and
happened.
And he kind of did what we was doing.
I was actually cutting hair.
Right
I was working.
In.
So he came inside, he kicked it with me. He told me who he was, and then he was like, hey, man, I'm going to go outside and burn one with the guys. And I'm like, hey, you're always welcome, bro. I mean, you know.
Could you tell he was a cool guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, we really roll on vibes.
Yes.
And you're, you know, people have this thing. You ever notice the kids and like, dogs don't go to bad people?
Kids and dogs don't go to bad people?
Like, they're, like, kids, babies, were the springly babies, and, like, some dogs, when they meet someone that's, like, a dick or something,
yeah,
they don't particularly, you know, like, they'll be like, hey, I don't want to go to that guy.
I feel that.
You know, and it was, he was very inviting. His vibration was, like, very inviting. He was one of the guys.
Yes, no, that's a great, he's got an inviting vibration, so, yeah, man.
He was, you know. Just one of the fellas.
He's a hell of a dude, man. I totally forgot that. I was glad one that you guys fellas. Mentioned that. All right, a couple things that I want to get to. Is, by the way, before I get into all this bullshit that I have to ask you guys about, anything going on in your world? And, you know,
okay,
we got,
I got some I want to discuss.
What's up? What's up, man?
And I'm going to say this, for this is my opinion.
Oh.
Just me.
I'm ready, man.
If you're wasting your time talking about this fight with Mike Tyson and this other guy.
Jake Paul.
I'm just going to say it, man. You're really falling for the whole... It's worse than wrestling.
Craig.
It is
look,
worse than wrestling.
Craig, you can't see it. You can't see it.
He's the Great White Hope.
No, on the top of my fucking sheet right here, on the top.
It literally is up there.
It says Jake Paul Tyson.
Get it out of here.
For real. That was the first thing that
you
I had.
Hear this real?
That was the first thing that I had to bring up to you guys. So
did you see that? Wow.
Okay.
Because I literally just left the shop.
We're on the same page.
This.
So here's the thing. They sanctioned it's going to be a real fight, 8 rounds. Where are you coming out on this? Because this is like, Jake Paul is making boxing relevant, but the big question.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No.
The sweet science.
No, we're not going to say that Jake Paul
who are the
is
big guys,
making
Craig?
It relevant.
Who are the big guys? Like, who
are you going to take that away from Mike Tyson?
What? I'm not saying people are watching this just for Jake Paul.
Okay.
But I'm just
so
saying, like.
That's kind of how it came
no,
across.
No. But how often do people get together, you know, back like in the day to watch boxing like they used to?
They do that for MMA now.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, this isn't, I mean, when Oscar De La Hoya or Roy Jones Jr. or Manny Pacquiao.
People want to see blood and guts.
Right. Floyd Mayweather, like all that stuff.
They're tired of that.
Even the big Tyson, Lennox Lewis fights from back in the day.
And did you see? He even had to take it to blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, people want to see blood.
So what's going to happen? You think this is completely fucking
Jake
fabricated?
Jake Paul is going to die. If this was a real fight, Jake Paul would be dead.
At 58? I'm saying like Tyson's 58.
Have you seen him hit that bag?
I'm just... Doesn't the guy get winded?
Have you seen him hit the bag?
I have.
Would you let him punch you one time?
No. But I'm
so
also...
So Jake Paul is going to get in the ring. See, we had this discussion at the barbershop.
Yeah, I want to hear
it. Pretty much, I was saying that Jake Paul is a nobody.
He's the one getting these guys paid.
He's a nobody.
He's 9-1.
He's a circus act.
Why? That might be true, but that's what people want to see.
Okay, so people, so we're in agreement then.
Yes.
So can you say it with me? Jake Paul is a nobody.
Can I say this?
And if this was a real fight, Jake Paul would die.
Even, okay, so.
Yeah.
No.
You agree, Rio?
No.
He would die.
Are you let you think
if
Jake Paul's legit?
If this was a real fight, they would make him wear headgear.
You think Jake Paul's legit? Rio,
I will say this:
that
he
all
has
the
been
money that's
boxing.
Been put up for it says it's legit enough for me.
I'm going to say
if
this:
they paying this
has
motherfucker $20 million.
Has he been studying?
That
boxing?
Sounds legit.
Yes, he's been studying boxing.
This
he's
is
been studying boxing since he had the first fight. Does anybody remember the first fight?
Did he? Is that the one that he lost?
I don't know. I don't know anything about.
No,
this
I don't know. He's had. He's fought a lot of guys. You know that used
no,
to be
no,
in
no,
MMA.
No. Don't say fought a lot of guys. You like he fought a lot of relevant guys.
Okay. Well, you know what though? All right. We'll say this. I mean, as far as exhibition goes and shit, like, I mean, he went the distance with Floyd Mayweather, didn't he?
This is wrestling.
That was wrestling.
This is still wrestling. The whole thing.
So who's set to be, who in wrestling, somebody's set to look good. Who's set to look good coming out of this?
Jake Paul.
So Jake Paul, so is Tyson going to take a dive or are they going to? Come on, man.
Okay.
Tyson's going to get knocked out by Jake Paul. Well, then, can I tell you that? It just, that validates Jake Paul then as a real fighter.
No, that just shows and proves that it's really bullshit.
Rio, you normally bring the sense to the table here. Do you think that, I mean, what's going to happen in the fight?
Jake Paul in an alley with Mike Tyson in
right
real
now,
life.
If me and you went outside and fought, no one would first even give two fucks about it. They damn sure ain't paying for it.
That's true. That is
These
true.
These motherfuckers are making $20 million.
I think that's on the low side, to be honest. I think that they're set to make more, whether it's, you know, off the gate or whatever it is. Like,
that's a super duper high side to us poor people.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
And we're still going to pay our hard-earned money to watch these guys.
Goddamn right. I'm not.
I'm watching it.
I mean, I'm going to watch it too, but I'm not paying my hard-earned money to see this circus shit. This is WWE at its best.
As I think, like, Paul is, you know, 26, 27. I mean, there's a chance that he could...
What? Pee that, himself?
There's a chance that he could be... there's a chance that he could be a legitimate boxer.
Yes, yes. Since he started fighting, he has been training.
He's legitimate to me because somebody decided to give him $20 million to do this.
That was the media and the public.
Oh, that's him. Yeah, I think that's a lot of that is him. Yeah.
Last time I checked, Seth, ain't nobody lining up to give you a dollar to fight.
That's because.
Or me. Because we're not getting no money.
You know why? Because no one has been boosting you guys up to this.
We're not fighters.
Jake Paul wasn't a fighter.
He's won.
Now.
Because he's getting $20 million to do it.
Yeah, and that just goes to show.
I'm a barber because I get $30 every time I cut a hair. So that constitutes me as being a barber.
You trained for that.
And I've trained for that.
Jake Paul has trained to be a boxer.
He trained to be a boxer.
And what
enough
boxer do you
to
know?
Get $20 million.
That's
I see,
really
I keep
a lot
focusing
of money.
On that.
That's really not a lot of money in the boxing world.
That's a lot of money in my world.
That's a lot of haircuts.
You know, apparently Floyd got like 100 when they did the fight down in Miami, the exhibition.
Of course. See? You think motherfucking Floyd was going to get in there and just do any of that for no money?
You think Floyd could have just really tapped that man's face till it was just swollen?
I don't think Floyd really cared.
That was never Floyd's game, wasn't it? I thought Floyd was more of like a defensive kind of guy.
No, he's a, yeah, but listen.
When Floyd started understanding what boxing is all about,
that's when he started making all
that's when he
money.
Decided it's not really about boxing.
It's not about winning or losing. It's just
about the entertainment,
the entertainment
and how much money can I get invested into this.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to put my money up, all my own money up, and I'm going to get 1,000% of every, all the return, all the proceeds, everything, because I put, and I paid the fighter I'm fighting.
Hey, can you guys just talk for a second? I'm really high, and I got paranoid that I'm not recording any of this, so I'm just going to go check in the back real quick, okay?
You're not recording?
No, I think that I am. I just want to double check. Like, I just sat here and got paranoid. I got.
Well, we're live on Instagram.
Okay, good. I got a little too high before the show, guys, before.
Really, Seth?
How the fuck do you get too high?
I got too high. Just, I don't,
who gets too
we
high?
We might be good, man. We might be good.
Who does this? Hey, man, you also need to tell Bub we need some water. Yeah, we don't have water in the fridge, bro. Where you get that one from?
From my house.
Oh, that was in your car?
Yeah.
I'm kind of jealous.
Pure life.
A tad bit jealous of your water right now.
Yeah, Nestle needs to go ahead and sponsor the show.
I'm a little bit jelly of your water right now.
Well, because it's
Can
delicious.
Can you believe Seth is not recording?
He's recording.
Well, it's just.
Are you
great.
Recording now
we're good.
Or?
No, we were good. We were good.
Okay, so
because
all
that
of
was
that
a lot
got
of
cooked.
Good stuff.
Yeah, no,
we
it
a
was
lot
good.
Of good content.
Hey, so let's just get back to my statement: is that I think that all of this is just WrestleMania.
Okay, that's fair. A lot of people feel that way. I don't know. I think it's interesting to see a 58-year-old Mike Tyson go against Logan Paul. I think that.
He's going to hurt that man. If this was a real fight, that man would
Is
get
he
hurt.
Fighting Logan Paul or Jake Paul?
Jake Paul, I'm sorry. Logan Paul's the wrestler. Logan Paul is, he's okay. Wrestling right now. So
WWE?
WWE, yeah.
Yeah, him and his brother will soon be doing it together.
That's what a lot of people are saying. I'll tell you what.
They're going to be tag team champions of the world.
Logan Paul's an excellent, excellent wrestler for a guy that's been doing it for about 2 years. Like, he's a natural. I don't know if you guys give
him. That's why his brother
They're entertainers.
Yeah, they're athletic. I mean, they're athletic.
That's what they do. Entertainers.
They're athletic entertainers.
Okay. Yeah.
What? I mean, you got to be.
You got to be to get somebody to pay you $20 million.
You got
to
be something, Craig.
Well, listen, if you were the right person. Okay, so for instance, what would we pay to see Rick Ross and Drake in the ring?
Oh, shit. That'd be a titty-slapping fight for the ages.
But how much would it make? How much would they make?
I don't know.
Aubrey would whip his ass.
Usher.
Because I don't think I'd even want to see that.
Well, Rick Ross is just a joke.
You got to first off make people believe that it's actually going to be a real fight.
No, they're going to really fight.
With this Tyson and Jake Paul thing, you actually believe because they're actual fighters.
But no one really truly believes in their heart that this is a real fight.
If they announced a Rick Ross and Drake fight, I would have a problem.
Wait, even thinking
that people would take it serious.
Wouldn't you rather just have them do a rap battle instead of trying to actually fight? No.
I mean, yeah, because they're rappers, so yeah. Rap battle.
I don't want to see Rick Ross in a ring.
Rick Ross, you don't look like you can fight. Drake, you don't look like you can fight.
Okay, what rapper does
and they're
look
both
like they
entertainers.
Can fight? Okay, let's see. Ice Cube looks like he can fight.
Well, he stopped rapping a long time ago, man. He's been making those family movies.
He just dropped the album 2 years ago.
He doesn't look like he can fight, but he looks like he will fight.
Ice Cube's son.
He looks like he will fight.
I think Ice Cube's son.
Is there any rapper that looks like they can fight?
No.
50 Cent?
No. He looked like.
50 Cent's scary. I think 50 Cent.
No, I think that's a gimmick.
I don't know. I think
he's just in shape.
I think that he will fight.
I think he's in shape.
If pushed in the corner, I think he will. I don't think he's the bully, rah-rah type guy.
I think none of them are bullies like
that. None of these guys are. That's why this whole Drake, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Kanye West.
Okay, so I give the question again. What fighter looks like he can, I mean, rapper looks like he can fight?
No, I mean, I can't think of anybody right now. I mean, outside of when Kanye West is wearing the mask and, you know, the boots and you can't really see him.
I don't count that.
Okay.
Kanye West.
Yeah. No.
They don't make rappers like they used to. Like, what about like Tretch?
Go back.
Like Tretch from Naughty by Nature.
He looked like he could fight.
He would
fuck
you up.
African Bambaataa.
Yeah.
He looked like he could fight.
There were some guys back then that
the ghetto boys.
Whip your ass.
Looked like they could fight.
What about E-40? It looks like he'd beat the fuck out of you. No?
Not now.
Not now.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
He was Earl.
Like he will fight.
Yeah.
He looked like he when he was Earl. What about Bootsy? Does Bootsy look like he'll fight?
No.
Boosie's been to jail, right?
He's a little.
But jail doesn't mean that you're a
Boosie
fighter.
Boosie look like he will shoot your ass.
I like Boosie a lot, Boosie man.
Like he's a shooter.
I love Boosie. Fight.
He's a shooter.
What was it? Fucking shit. Hold on. It was fucking
I-N-D-P.
Head.
Did you like independent
head,
shit?
Shoulders, knees.
Yeah, that's the independent song.
No, I don't think that's the independent song.
It is.
No, I thought it was called.
I-N-D-P-E-N-T.
Head, shoulders,
knees, toe.
Yeah.
All drinks on me, plus the pull on telephone. Okay, wipe me down. Wipe me down.
Oh, my bad. Different song.
See, okay, it took me a while to get to wipe me down.
You get your kudos for knowing that song better than me, Seth. Good job.
I love that fucking song, man. That song, like,
I've never heard you play it.
Well, I mean, what am I gonna just walk into the barbershop playing shit on my phone? You know,
no, you just need to be bumping it when you pull
that's
up.
That's your theme music.
That's your theme music.
I'll start doing it now.
From now on, when I get done cutting your hair and I'm taking the cape off,
you gonna play my music?
I'm gonna be playing your theme
music. Fuck yeah, man! Like a wrestler who just won, I'm walking out of the ring.
Bingo!
All right, so I wanted to tell you guys we are having
wipe me down.
We are having a watch party in the studio for the Jake Paul, Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight.
Get the hell.
When is the fight?
It's in fucking June or July, I think.
I will be here.
Okay, I don't normally watch that stuff, but we're going to get it, and then.
You're going to be here.
Yeah, and we're going to have, be streaming on YouTube and stuff, because you can't show the fights on YouTube, but you can see our reaction and all that stuff, so.
That'd be great.
Yeah, the cameras will be on us the whole time, so we'll be watching it with, everybody else.
Will there be adult beverages?
Yeah, look at the bar back there, man. You bring whatever you want, and I'm sure Bubba would let you fucking crash here if you needed to.
No, I'll I'll catch
a few too many drinks.
I'll catch a ride.
All right, let me ask you guys about the next thing you told me about before I get to, you know, my list. You guys were telling me about hoes that love crabs. We were talking about doing the Juneteenth thing, possibly moving it to a Saturday. I mean, I'm fine with that. I'm sure Bubba is too. And then we always talk about the restaurant next door, and I always feel like it was like set up for sex trafficking or it was a drug front. I feel like you guys have told me many times it was a shady business going on. Right? I mean, it was a crack den.
Oh, my God. I think you're exaggerating a tad bit.
I think I maybe have just nailed them all.
No, I think you're exaggerating.
Well, what's up? It's a crab place now, and you said that hot women love blue crab?
Yes.
And this is a Tampa thing?
No, it's a St. Pete thing.
St. Pete thing. All right, can you tell me how this works?
I don't really know the origins.
I don't know. We were born into this. It was already going on when we came along.
It's
a known fact that every afternoon that women in St. Pete, a lot of them, are going to eat a crab tree.
Yeah.
And what, are you just peeking out the window when you're cutting hair, like watching them come by?
No, it's an all-out look, buddy.
Yeah, we don't peek. We're looking.
It's
all on full gazing.
Yeah, I mean, they walk right past the window.
Yeah.
It's reckless eyeballing going on.
The whole shit.
Okay.
Right.
And you guys just have no idea the genesis of this?
No.
Okay.
But I will say that Tampa, Sarasota, no other city that I know other than Houston has this phenomena of crab markets and places.
And we're not talking about like hot and juicy crab.
No, we're not talking about the restaurant.
We're talking about a hole in the wall
where you can get a $5 bag.
These motherfuckers got just crabs and seasoning.
Can I get $5 worth of crabs and two potatoes and a sausage?
That part.
That kind of place.
You can get all that shit for $5?
Yeah, well, you get about three crabs, a couple claws.
No.
Okay, it's not my bad. Two crabs.
For $5, you might get one crab.
Okay.
And a potato.
Well, okay, one potato.
And a claw.
What about for 10?
For 10, you might get three crabs.
What are you spending when you go in there, Rio? It seems like...
On average, they're spending 30 bucks.
30 bucks, okay.
30, 40 bucks.
And what do you get for 30?
You're getting a crab tray then.
No, you're getting... For 30, you're getting about 6-7 crabs. Some potatoes, sausage, corn.
And where is this place in St. Pete?
It's right next door to our barbershop.
Oh, that one. Okay.
But they're all the same. Everybody does the same shit.
Is it wrong that I don't trust the place next door to you guys?
No, you've made this up in your head.
No, man. It's been
so many restaurants. That place has changed.
Is that the Jamaican jerk place?
No, that's gone.
Are they gone? But that guy was up to no good, right?
No, he was okay. Which one? We've had several.
You said the one guy that they never had any business, but he was...
We've had at least 30 different tenants next door.
Okay. Can you...
30.
Will you at least confirm for me that there was at least...
Yes, there's been some hanky-panky next door.
There's some money laundering?
There's hanky-panky has occurred next door.
A crack den?
I can't confirm or deny.
Okay.
But I will say that in the past, there was some hanky-panky going on. But right now...
It's on the up and up.
It's on the up and up.
Okay.
Come on by 2400 MLK next door to Latin Sons.
I'm not trying to... make it seem like people are going into a really shitty part of town when they go see you guys. I just wanted to make sure that I had my history correct.
Yes, you are correct that at one point in time, or several points in time, that there was some hanky-panky going on.
Yeah, you used to talk to me. You'd be like, man, I was, you know.
It was crazy. Black conceived a baby back there.
That's right. That's right. We've talked about it. The 52-year-old
on the floor.
No, it was an air mattress.
That's close to
that
the
was
floor.
On the floor.
That's the floor.
Because people that do crack would fuck, they would fuck out, fucking hang in there, right?
Well, he was security, all night security.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
And then he started dating some woman that started being security with him.
Where is he, by the way? Is he in town or is he in Orlando?
He's still in town.
Okay. Oh, can we get him on the show next week?
No.
Why?
Because who's going to bring him?
Well, you guys.
No.
Can we pay for an Uber?
No.
I mean, I'll pay. We'll pay.
Listen. Do you really want to bring a crackhead to the studio?
Yeah, Craig, I kind of do. And I'm going to be honest.
Well, there's other crackheads.
There's other crackheads.
You got other crackheads?
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You don't want that
See,
one.
See, Seth, okay.
But he's the crackiest of the crackheads.
He's one of the crackheads that's never going to leave. If we bring that motherfucker here,
yeah, somehow,
he's
some
never
going to
leave.
He'll
find his way back, yeah. And he'll be out there at
like
the gate.
Like a cat.
He'll find his way back here?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
He'll clear the fence and shit?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
He'll be inside.
He'll be sitting right outside when digging in his here. Fucking feet.
Yeah.
He'll make it all the way back to Tampa from St. Pete?
This is yep. nothing.
Okay. So yeah. just tell me.
So, Seth, if we bring a crackhead, that means that you're going to have to bring, what kind of drugs do white people do? A meth addict.
I don't know any meth people. You
How
know,
not? You know a lot of white people.
Craig, I don't fucking know anybody, man. I only know you guys. I've got rid of all the white people in my life, dude.
Well,
ever since I started.
You can't tell me that you can't go and find a meth addict somewhere.
I can say, I bet there's probably people listening to this right now that have done meth, but I don't know anybody in my life that's done meth. Craig, everybody I know.
Really? Has all their teeth.
For the most part, but everybody.
The one that's missing teeth, that's the one.
Everybody I'm cool with is on weed for the most part. Like,
okay,
it's a weed running crowd go with.
Okay. Well, okay, Seth, and when the crackhead comes, what are you trying to accomplish?
I want to get the crackhead to smoke crack while we're doing the interview.
No one wants to smell that shit.
Well, can they do it outside and come in and immediately get interviewed? That's Craig. I'm looking to capture
some. You're really trying to do this.
Yeah, we talked, when you and I talked
yes,
about.
Yes, but that was like, at that moment, it was easy to talk about it because I have random people that may come by the barbershop. But for me, the traffic one
yes.
to the studio, that's like a lot, bro.
Well, it's going to cost me a lot.
No, it's just I'm afraid to have it. Do you want a crackhead in your vehicle?
No, but it's not. See, the thing is.
You know they say birds of a feather hang together.
If you guys do the heavy lifting, like, you guys already see we have fucking shirts right here. I mean, guys.
The shirt is not worth a crackhead.
We are on the way. We're on the way. We could take it to the next level with the crackhead.
That crackhead.
Okay, what crackhead can you get me next Tuesday at 1? You got any other crackheads?
Really?
Yeah, we know a bunch of them.
Is that cool, Craig? Or?
Yeah, we do,
but I'm just really
you against
blown
this?
About. No, I'm cool with it. I just really want to know, what are you going to offer? You're going to have to offer the crackheads.
Whatever the crackhead fucking wants. We got crackers and fruit snacks around here.
I don't think they want any of that.
What do they want? 15? What can get you high?
They want at least $20.
We don't do crack, Seth.
No, motherfuckers. You know how much crack is. Don't lie.
I don't sell crack.
You know.
At least $20.
$20 will get him high and off my shit.
Well, it'll get you whatever he needs.
Okay.
Until that $20 gone.
Sponge will give me $20 to have this guy come in here on crack. Like, that's really not a problem at all, guys. We have no problem paying for that kind of content.
Craig, oh, my God. Who?
So you want him to actually be on crack?
Yes.
That means that he's going to have to smoke it, like, right outside
yes.
before he comes in.
Yes, sir. That's my vision.
And it's going to have to, the crack is also going to have to get transported here.
Yes.
from St. Pete.
Bringing
Are you on
crack?
Probation still?
No, but I'm not riding with no crack in my car.
Okay, can you guys get me the crack? I'll bring it to work, and then we'll have it here for him.
I don't think that would be a good
idea. I don't think we need to talk about that on the air.
No, nobody. It's a podcast.
Running around. I don't think you need to be running around with crack in your
guys,
car.
Guys, can you just... guys,
this is amazing.
Guys, can you level with me for a second here?
I think we can get a crackhead in
We can.
But a crackhead's not a crackhead unless they're on crack. I don't want to talk to
No.
Crackhead is a crackhead.
Who you got? To anybody I know? You got anybody I know?
No, you don't know.
A lady? You got any weird ladies like that are hookers and stuff?
No, I don't want to bring any of them.
Fuck, man! Why you
got
guys? Why you put guys? I feel
you're
like you
asking
guys,
for a
because
lot,
you don't understand you're, what you're asking.
I'm
for.
Asking you to
don't
put somebody.
Understand what you're asking.
I'm
for.
Asking you for you, the pillars of your community, to put one fine crackhead or prostitute in the back of your Infiniti and drive it over here to Tampa for a hell of a fucking podcast. That's just what I'm asking. I'm trying to get to the fucking top of the iTunes
well,
charts,
the reason
man.
Why we are so against black doing it is because black, first off, doesn't believe he's a crackhead.
Okay, well, that's even better, but I understand your concerns on that one.
Well, he doesn't truly believe he's a crackhead.
But he's the definition of a crackhead.
No, he's going to tell you.
He is the epitome of
he
a crackhead.
He rides his bike on all day.
He's going to tell you that I'm not a crackhead because I don't smoke out of a stem.
Yeah, he crushes his crack up and put it in his so-called weed joint.
Oh, my God.
Or cigarettes.
And you guys don't think that that's interesting to everybody listening?
No. It may be to everybody listening.
Everybody, but you got to understand the process of all that going down and, yeah.
And putting them in your car and stuff?
And bringing them here. And, yeah, it's...
Okay, so it's a maybe or it's a hard no? You can say no.
He's a hard no.
Give me... But you guys can... I'm being honest.
Can we make that happen? Yes.
Yes.
Would it be next Tuesday? I don't know about that.
You can't get a crackhead in a week?
You're not this Seth.
Yeah.
You're not understanding what you're asking.
We can bring Juvie.
Yeah, we can bring Juvie.
Who's
we got Juvie? Somebody better than a crackhead.
Who's Juvie? What's Juvie on?
Everything.
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 How old, is Juvie a kid?
And no.
He's about my age.
Okay.
A little younger than me.
And he's a rapper.
Oh, you know what, Craig? I think you told me about him before.
Yeah. No matter of fact, you bought him. You gave him $2.
You were at the shop. He owes you already.
I gave him $2?
Yeah, you were at the shop. You don't remember that guy?
What the fuck happened?
Do you remember that guy that you gave $2 at the shop the last? It was like 3 times ago.
I swear I don't remember because I don't even know the last time I had $2 in my wallet.
You gave him some. You remember that day?
Did he ask? He asked me for money?
He asked you for some money. And you were like, Craig, why you didn't just fucking give him the $2? And I was like, because I give him money all the time. And you were like, well, I just thought he really needed it. And I was like, Seth, why the fuck did you give him anything?
Oh,
because that was my tip money.
That's right.
Now,
that's...
I know I can get him here.
Okay. Well,
and he will rap for us.
Yeah, well, that's perfect. I think that's even better. Is he open to, we won't transport any crack here.
Don't,
you know,
don't, he will be in great shape.
Okay, that's what I'm looking for, guys. That's not asking too much, right?
Yeah.
Seth, we're going to get.
Rio, don't be mad at me, man.
We're going to get
He'll
it
be
for this.
Drunk.
You know what? We're going to get it for this. They're going to feel like we're exploiting our people.
You're just bringing to light what happened, you know, some of the superstars in your community. That's how I would frame
Seth,
it.
You better be careful saying that like that. It sounds like you're
what?
Picking on our community.
Oh, get the fuck out of here, man.
I mean, I know you're not.
I am
not.
Here to fucking highlight.
I know this is a podcast.
I am here to highlight the fucking characters of South St. Pete. And
let's highlight the characters of Pasco County.
Well, let's.
Can we get some meth heads in here?
Sure. But what
but
you want to talk?
You get a meth head in here.
I could get a meth head by going on the radio tomorrow and going, hey, can I get somebody who does meth a lot to come to the station
and
next Tuesday?
What are the requirements for them to be a meth head?
That they
have to smoke meth.
That they're on it every day right now.
Yeah, and they have no teeth and
yeah, or you know maybe they just picked up the habit.
Are you going to pick them up for the show?
No.
And let them ride in your car while they're picking sores and
well,
shit.
Digging all in
their face and shit.
I mean, although Colton's the kind of guy that you get to go pick up someone like that. You know, that's
no,
why.
No, but that, the point being is.
You shouldn't do Colton like that.
I know we shouldn't, and we won't.
Because, Colton is cool as fuck.
Yeah, and then what if the meth head is a girl, and then she tries to suck Colton's dick or something?
Well, I'm sure Colton could put a stop to, you know.
But we don't want him in the position to have to do that.
Well, listen, then we don't need the fucking meth head.
No,
you
we
bring
need
me the crackhead.
Head just as much you bring me the meth head.
This isn't a fucking Hamas, Israeli exchange right here.
The weed head and the porn stars.
Yeah, let's go back to weed head and porn stars.
Let's settle this.
We're going to get juvie for you.
Thank you.
We're going to have a great show.
Okay.
All right.
He might even smoke some crack.
That is fucking perfect.
Yeah. Now, are you happy?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Guys, this is big because, you know, we got the shirts out right now.
Have you ever smelled crack, Bernie?
No.
You probably have, just didn't know you were smelling it.
Have you smelled cocaine, Bernie?
I've never done cocaine.
No, smelled it, Bernie.
No.
You probably
have. He would know.
Yeah, you would know.
It seems like it'd be strong.
That shit stinks like fucking hell.
Yeah, it does.
What about the crack? Does crack stink like hell?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He's talking about, woohoo, man.
He's like, I can't wait. I gotta smell some crack.
Yeah, man, it's fucking disgusting, bro.
Listen, you guys bring to the table, any ideas you guys have, man, I am open to them. I'm just telling you, I there's a few people that I want to talk to from, that you guys know, and I'm just looking for you guys to cash in on those.
I don't have a problem, man. I don't really feel like it's cashing in. I mean, we're just highlighting what happens in our neighborhood.
Yes. Yes.
Everyday homes.
Yeah, I don't really feel like, how can I say this? I don't really feel like it's like we're highlighting that this is the truth of what happens in our side of town. And to be honest with you, let's just say it, the poorer side of town.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The PO.
They couldn't even afford the OR.
Man, I sure as fuck hope that this comes to fruition. But I know, like I said, we talked about it before.
We got you.
Let me ask you guys about this. Do you guys have any, are you guys watching any of the worldly news right now with all these little kids that are taking over the college campuses that are, pro Hamas, Palestine?
Some of them don't understand it. They're fucking their life up.
Oh, some of them don't understand what the hell they're out there for.
Or that there, too.
Yeah.
And then when they try to get a job in 5 or 6 years, and the people are like, hey, we can't have you work here.
What do you guys think about that when you see, you guys have kids, when you see that these college students are out there, and all right, you support Palestine, you support Hamas, that's fine, but they're out there blocking shit, they're fucking causing either human walls.
I'm going to say this. You guys are doing all this. Did you guys do that for the black people? Would you guys go through that for the black people?
I would.
That already stay here. The people that live here. And I'm not trying to downgrade on you guys as people over there.
Yeah, but Hamas would kill half these fucking people.
That's what I'm trying to get at. But yet and still, you're risking your college education. You're risking maybe your life to stand up for something. But can you stand up for your other Americans? Because we are American.
I won't even go that far. If you motherfuckers want to goddamn stand up for something, go over there to where they're fighting at and go stand up.
Shit. I like that one also.
They're not doing that. Hamas is not over here killing people.
Right.
They're over there killing people. So if you don't think that's right,
go over there.
And you have a voice, go on over there.
And get on your soapbox.
Get on your box and tell the world.
If you saw your daughter on TV doing one of that, Craig, would you fucking just bring her ass home from college?
Yes, get your ass over here. You ain't got shit to do with none of that shit over there. This ain't got shit to do with you.
What is wrong with you, girl?
Girl, your fight is Black Lives Matter, baby.
Yeah.
You're not in the Semitic. You're not on that.
You're not in the UN.
Yeah. Motherfucker, you ain't never even been to Israel before. The fuck is you talking about?
Yeah.
I heard it's great, though. I want to go one day.
I do, too. I heard it's fucking beautiful.
I heard, dude, so, like, that you can feel, like, the religious, like, energy. Like,
I'm talking about the women.
The weed.
And the weed.
All the natural shit that God put over there and shit. That Mediterranean ocean. You heard about the Mediterranean women?
No. What about, like, Greek women or... Like
ain't Greece like, in the Mediterranean Ocean?
No, but what the fuck's who's in the Mediterranean?
All the motherfuckers.
Just the Mediterranean bitches?
Yeah.
Okay, and they're...
That's all we're worried about. We don't give a fuck about the men.
Okay, no, I don't care about the men.
Fuck them.
But I thought Israel's, like, you know, I thought because it's such a holy place.
I'm not in no religion. I'm not religious here.
But it's I thought we were... I didn't know we were going to fuck. I just thought we were going to pray and shit.
The fuck I could pray right here.
I'm going to eat the food.
Shit.
I'm going to eat the food.
I'm not going over there to pray. I promise you that.
I'm going to eat
food. I'm going to pray that I don't receive any diseases, or I pray that I don't get robbed or anything. You know what I'm saying? I'll pray for that kind of shit.
Well, but what if?
As far as it goes.
Well, you know I will go there. I'll go to left field. Okay, you go over and visit, and you find a Mediterranean woman, and you know most of those women are Muslim, and she gives you the best weekend ever. And then you find out when you're leaving Sunday that Monday they're going to stone her to death for fornicating with you.
And she's got a Jewish baby inside of her.
Yeah, what are you doing then?
I'm getting on my plane and going home.
Oh, wow.
The fuck? Ain't got shit to do with me.
That's her business.
I don't live over there.
Yeah, this man is not pro-life. By her rules.
What the fuck? Rio, if this woman gives you the time of her life, you're just going to let her get stoned and just feel
that was her choice.
She gave me the time of my life.
Yeah. and that was her choice.
She was going to get stoned?
How would you go over there and try to fuck? Like, would you look up, like, would you go on the computer?
Do you think that people actually go to these countries and there's no kind of sex?
Craig, I don't care. Can I tell you?
There's sex everywhere.
I understand, but I don't know about that because I'm not having sex anywhere. I'm not having sex everywhere. Oh. I'm just talking about, like,
that's a personal problem.
Yeah, that's a personal
And that's a thing, but when I talk about going to...
Don't tell that to anyone else.
But listen, you can talk about going to fucking, Turks and Caicos and all this shit, and you can understand that there might be some rowdy stuff going on, but... You know, just as far as, doing this trip to Israel, I never thought about, fucking bitches and partying. I just thought about, getting...
How far is Dubai from Israel?
Oh, I think that's far as fuck. I think India's really far.
Damn.
We want to know where Dubai is.
Wait, is Dubai? I got to make sure Dubai is in India. Hold on. I got to double check.
Let's just get this clear. If you go to these countries and you really want to stand up for these people, then why don't you go and help?
It's not India. It's not India, by the way. Sorry.
Okay. So why don't you go and help? Like Rio says, instead of doing that at your college campus, disrupting class, go on over, get you a plane ticket and help.
Are the Jews getting a bad rap around town right now?
Always.
They always get a bad rap.
Always. Anytime you get put in a group, you're going to get a bad rap and a good rap, but you're mostly bad.
It's like, what the fuck did I, like, I'm not doing anything over there,
not. But since you're a Kushner.
But you're not, also, you're not over here with a soapbox fucking voicing your opinion and your stance on the whole deal.
And disrupting classes.
Right.
Costing the university money.
Because I tell you what, I don't know why these people haven't figured it out, but them blocking traffic to an airport or sitting on, the Columbia University or whatever... Israel and Palestine, they're not looking over there going, wow, they had a protest at NYU today. We should probably call a ceasefire.
Right. They give two fucks about it.
They might even be saying, look at the dumb Americans.
And
they don't even know.
Ass Americans.
They don't even know what we fight for.
That's the whole thing. So,
yeah, I mean, come
they
on.
They're actually
people.
Looking at it like a fucking laugh and off, because y'all really don't. Because if y'all gave a fuck about what the fuck we damn giving a fuck about over there in Hamas and shit, then y'all would be over there. Fuck the protesting over here where ain't nobody fighting. Go over there where they fighting at.
I agree.
Thank
you.
Get
your ass on over there.
I agree.
I mean, it's a waste of fucking time.
And this go try to fuck while you're at it, too. See how that works out for you.
Maybe if they was over there fucking, they wouldn't be fighting.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's another thing.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Hamas and others, if they would go ahead.
Yeah, it's clearly not enough pussy getting
got. That's what I agree.
Well, they rape. They rape, so.
Well, I mean,
that's terrible.
Right. That's terrible.
Yeah, no, that's who.
Why would you rape the willing? That's fucking.
I think some of these hostages and stuff, like when they,
that's even worse.
Yeah,
but instead of y'all fighting, if y'all was fucking, these bitches wouldn't be hostages.
I know, but, listen.
They don't even know what the fuck they fighting.
No one knows what's going on, but a good fuck, I think, could cure everything.
I believe that. Some good head.
Yep.
Clear everything out. Everybody can think straight then.
Yeah,
you think?
I agree.
You think Kamala Harris gives good head?
No.
No, I don't think she gives head at all.
At all.
Never.
She's too masculine.
T What's the masculine parts about her?
Her just being Camilla, all that power, trying to be an alpha woman and all that shit.
Well, now, she sucked the dick to get where she's at.
Right.
She held it with two fingers.
It was the right dick.
And now
she held it with two fingers instead of her whole hand.
Yeah, it was probably.
She two-fingered it.
Little pencil dick.
Okay, yeah, so it was like two fingers. It was more of a little dick and not so much her technique, right?
No, she does that with big ones, small ones.
She
really doesn't want to do it. So she's going to hold it with two fingers.
Are you sure that just because
if you really want to do it, you get it with whole hand.
I guarantee you no one has ever bent her over and jam-rocked her.
Oh, yeah, they have.
No, she's never been jam-rocked.
She's never had jam-rocked.
What about her husband? You don't think he's jam-rocked?
No, he's a beta male.
If he was jam-rocking her, she would not be the vice president.
He's clearly a beta male.
Yeah, he's a beta male.
Is jam-rocking, is that, I mean, obviously we know.
He has to still use condoms with her.
Oh, yeah. She's afraid. She's afraid of his.
He's never felt the real skin.
It's Jeremy cock.
Right.
Wow.
Okay.
That's the type of vice president we have right now.
Yeah, she needs a jam rocking.
So where? How?
Yeah, she needs a good
is jam rocking just a good fucking?
No, it's a technique.
No, it's
a technique.
Would you like to hear?
Of course.
Jam rock is when she has to have enough hair to wrap around your hand.
Okay.
And then you take your elbow and put it between her shoulder blades.
Oh!
And you yank and pull and thrust, and that's the jam
and
rock.
And welcome to jam rock.
Welcome to jam rock.
Now, is it supposed to be like a sharp elbow in the back?
Right there.
Right in the crack of their shoulder blades.
Yeah. Is it like a massage to them, or is
it's
going to be a massage.
It's a little painful, I guess, too, but you know how the pain
feels. How long has this move been in you guys, like, arsenal for, you know? I mean,
it's been around for a while.
So I know it's been around, but I'm just trying to get your success rate.
Recently gave it a name.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to know how often that's like, that was great or get the fuck off me.
But that's a good move.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the move was already being used, and now it has a name.
I fucking love it, man. I love hearing about that. What's it called again?
Jamrock.
Jamrock.
Jamrod?
Yeah, Jamrock.
Jamrock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jamrock.
Guys, I think we've done a good podcast so far, so I don't want to take it too long, but I did just see, and I know this is somebody we talk about, you know, each time we're on here, but I did see that LeBron wants to be a free agent now. That news just came out like an hour ago. So they just got knocked out of the playoffs by the Nuggets for the second year in a row. We know we've talked about what's going on? Who's talking off mic?
Hey, that was me.
What happened? What do you guys?
He was over there grunting and moaning.
What are you moaning about, Chip?
Just laughing under my breath because I'm telling you guys, LeBron is going to play with his son.
But the Lakers said that they'd be open to getting Bronny, but now it looks like LeBron's going to be gone. Where would LeBron go? Because him and Kevin Durant and shit, like, the time is running out, man.
Yeah,
I think they're all going to team up.
Yep.
What's the best spot? Are you guys watching the playoffs right now? I mean, like, are you into some of these new guys like Anthony Edwards on the Timberwolves?
I like the Timberwolves.
I can see LeBron, Kevin Durant, and maybe one other fucker going down to San Antonio with Popovich.
Mm.
Popovich is on his way out too.
Yeah.
And getting down with that young boy Victor Wembanyama.
Woo!
Yep.
And doing something special.
That's a fucking great idea because
And no one's expecting
Popovich it. Popovich is already known to sit players.
And LeBron has always voiced that he wouldn't mind playing for Popovich.
Yep. You know what? I think that's a brilliant deal because I believe that they probably don't have a whole lot of money tied up in the salary cap at all.
None.
And you've got Wembanyama's on his rookie deal. So, you know, he's getting paid what he's getting paid.
Yeah.
And then you bring in LeBron who can, you know, work with Wemby. You bring in Bronny. You bring in Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
And not to mention all that, they're going to probably have the first or second pick in the draft this year because they were the worst team in basketball.
Oh, man.
Right.
So it's like you could throw that in the mix. And, I mean, if LeBron wants to play two more years, like, that would be the most – that makes the most sense to me as far as getting another championship. I don't know. But
I see that happening, though. I can see that get worked out.
That would be great.
They all end up in San Antonio because – Popovich has been very, very quiet these last few years.
Well, you know,
you can't expect him to just bow out.
No, like he's. That.
I believe he's been quiet the last few years because he's been getting those women coaches in.
He does have a lot of
female coaches.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's kind of a side agenda thing. I believe that he has something big cooking. He's gonna make one more big splash. They didn't go all in on Victor Wembanyama for nothing.
I think that'd be LeBron.
And now all of a sudden LeBron is, dude, last night he didn't want to answer the question. Now all of a sudden he wants to become a free agent.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And he's not gonna resign.
Yeah. How could you not see that coming? I mean, after what's happened to the Lakers the last couple of years, I mean.
Well, the Lakers can also pay him $60 million a year. No one else can give him that much.
That's true. But, I mean, the last 2 years, I mean, I don't think at this point he's too worried about the money. He's got to be. I think he's focused on either the championship or just playing with his son.
He's worried about the money because he wants to buy a franchise. So okay. He wants the money. The money, every penny counts.
He will never have a franchise.
He'll have whatever. Whenever Vegas gets the first NBA team,
he will be a part owner. He will never be sole majority owner.
But he'll never be a front office guy. He's not going to be like a president or a GM or anything like that.
But he's never going to be a sole owner. Just the way it is.
I think you always have to have many partners involved when you're. I mean, unless you've just got $10 billion on your own.
He is LeBron.
I'm sure he knows a few people.
I'm pretty sure he has a lot of money.
I think that was all, guys. Is there anything that you guys wanted to hit outside of the Jake Paul fight that we...
Jake Paul fans are not boxing fans.
What are they?
Jake Paul fan.
Can they turn into boxing fans?
Probably not. Because they're just the casual entertainment.
Can I
they
ask
really
you guys?
Need to watch wrestling.
Can I ask you guys, does this have anything to do with race?
No.
No.
You see Jake Paul's like a dirty white guy?
No, he's the
great
white hope.
No, I look at him as the fucking picture of capitalism.
Yeah, he's the great white
hope. He is the face
he's
of
the
capitalism.
Face of capitalism.
And capitalism don't matter. Don't give a fuck what color you are or where you're from.
You got to give those kids credit, man. They're smart. Like, I know right. They did some shit on YouTube, some unsavory stuff back in the day, but I mean, the fucking Logan Paul's got his prime drink. Like, literally, he's got every athlete in the world now that's endorsing it, so.
And they knew how to sell themselves, and they're entertainers.
Yeah, yeah. It's working out.
Great job.
Fucking the
job.
Most best capitalism job ever. It's
they're doing
fucking,
such a great job.
It's the epitome of America.
That's right.
And you know what? We're doing the second best job ever. Go to BubbaArmyStore.com, motherfuckers. Oh, I'm sorry, Bubba Army Shop.
Yeah, get it right, Seth.
BubbaArmyShop.com. Get your Operation Pigmentation shirt. Show Bubba that you like this podcast and that it's worth keeping around. It's less than $20. And, this is probably...
Come on, everybody. Show us some love.
We might split up the proceeds, I mean, we'll...
Show us some love.
This is the best way to do it. It's not going to be a whole shakedown, Willie, but...
But hey, man, it's nice material. It's representing the show.
Yep.
You can even come on down to the barbershop. Watch this. If you have one of the t-shirts, you get half off your service.
Oh, there you go. Look at that. Okay.
Bang.
So you guys,
bang.
Buy yourself a fucking shirt where you save like 10, 12 bucks on a cut, right?
Mm-hmm. Half off your service.
Half off. I mean, that's how much the shirts are, basically. It's almost like buy a shirt, get a half a haircut free.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys. Great fucking job. I enjoyed talking about all the things we covered today, and I look forward to next week. You guys will be here for when we watch the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight, and you're bringing me a crackhead next week, right?
We're bringing a crackhead.
Thank you, guys.
Bringing a crackhead.
God bless.
This is great. This is fucking great. Seth, you're great.
You're a fucking awesome guy, man.
You're fucking awesome, man. Just tell him we're going to bring the crackhead.
I'll bring the crackhead, man.
Bring, man. You're coming this way, man. Bring me the crackhead.
Well, I think it'll be like, I think that we're doing great right now, but I think it'd be a funny dynamic.
Yeah, yeah. I think that
we
would.
Craig, we talked about bringing guests on. It
yeah,
have to
but
be
I, think that, I think that that would be.
Craig. He's got music, too. So
Juvie's going to be. Juvie's never even seen something like
this. Right.